This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. The Golden Harvest lineup of corn is continuing to find new ways to innovate in the push for higher yields, protection from disease, and trait choices that growers want. We will hear more from Rex Gray with Golden Harvest next.
At Channel, we always show up for our farmers.
Is that tar spot or rust?
Incoming!
Definitely rust.
Rick? How did you...
Dropping in to check on your crop bill? Let's call your agronomist before that rust can hurt your yield.
That sounds great, but when did you learn to skydive?
Self-taught, Bill. Kind of a prodigy.
From personalized insights to year-round support, Channel Seed Pros always show up. Visit channel.com to learn more. Channel, all in, all season. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Rex Gray is a product manager with Golden Harvest and says the Syngenta brand has been investing more with its Golden Harvest corn offerings to deliver farmers what they need.
You look at the Golden Harvest brand and, you know, we've been around for over 50 years and so a lot of legacy. And as you think about the investments in the seed space, that's one thing that Syngenta has really stepped up the game from a seed perspective, and specifically for corn, really starting to see some of those come forward. And so for 2026, we're going to have 9 new corn products from a 90-day all the way up to 117-day in trait choices that growers want and need. So really excited about that.
For more on this story, visit iowaagnet.com. You're listening to Agribusiness Matters. Now here's today's Merit Minute.
It's time now for this week's Merit Minute with Dale Jones of Merit Auctions. Dale, what's the latest going on at Merit?
Well, as we record this program, we're right in the middle of our dealer-only auction Tuesday, September 9th. So next week, I will have a couple of highlights for that. I or Casey have highlights from that auction next week. Looking into the future, next Tuesday, September 16th, we're selling 535 acres for the Charlotte Logos Estate near Donelson, Iowa. That's in Lee County. The same day, we're selling a small line of older but very nice farm machinery for the Charlotte Logos Estate to include some hay equipment and some forage equipment, so be sure to check that out. Next Thursday, September 18th, a very nice line of farm machinery for Josh Baker and Downey Farms. That's in Aledo, Illinois. That's Western Illinois.
For more information on upcoming auctions and auction results from Merit Auctions, visit meritauctions.com.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.